everyday dedication. You gotta wake up every day and be great on purpose.
You gotta almost become like obsessed with it. Like if you're not obsessed with your goal, you're not gonna get it.
But you gotta claim it. You gotta claim it, you gotta go after it. And you gotta put the work in, you gotta stay dedicated, you gotta stay consistent.
But it cannot be that you're having fun and doing all these things all of the time, but not investing in your health.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Fit Talk.
Yeah.
What's good?
We back.
Episode 5.
What's that, 1 month in?
Yeah.
One month in.
We some vets.
That's a celebration right there. Javon Jackson, PI Fitness Cam. Let's get it.
See Marty Fit, Mr. Less Brunches, More Crunches.
This is Jeff Hall, the Fit Fanatic. What's up?
King Dre. Fitness. Warm up crew. And your boyfriend still can't work out with us. Week 5. What's up?
One more time.
What's up? Let's lock in.
Let's lock in, man.
Alright. The first thing we want to talk to y'all about today is since it just passed Thanksgiving, you know.
Ooh.
A lot of y'all out there got a lot to be thankful for, you know. A lot of y'all out there missed the point of what Thanksgiving is about.
Definitely thankful for that bag of cheese I seen on Instagram stories.
So we gonna let C. Marty start off with this one again too.
Man, so I know I went to the gym the day of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, it was pretty packed the day of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, which that's kind of backwards to me, but it is what it is. Now, the day after Thanksgiving, there was nobody in the gym. And them same people that were not in the gym are the same people that got body goals, that yell at their trainers, complain to their trainers, and make excuses why they can't get everything to happen. So this is the time of the year where people gain the most weight. So I'm just informing y'all that y'all have to have discipline. Y'all gotta be disciplined, because it's gonna be the new year before you know it. And then 3 months in, you keep making excuses, it's gonna be summertime, and then you right back to where you started. So, you know, just have the discipline. You know, it's okay to have fun, eat and everything. You know, we tell y'all this every episode, but be disciplined.
And Thanksgiving, the last thing I remember, this only, what, one day?
It's only one day. The gym was empty the day after that, too.
Look, 2 days after Thanksgiving is one day. So all that leftover food, I don't want no excuses talking about, I got to eat it. Nah. Pack that food up, give it to the homeless. They hungry, too.
Yeah.
You ate for 2 or 3 people already. Let them eat. You want to eat for 5 and 6 of you. That's why you want to blow up like an 18-wheeler.
They ate for 2 people in 1 meal.
I'm telling y'all, man.
And the thing about what you said, how Thanksgiving is one day, I mean, the actual day may be one day, but once again, my clients be like, all clients be like, well, it's only one day, and da da da. I be like, young, you eat like this all year.
Right.
Like, you done had 10 Thanksgivings already. Like, you eat like this all year. Like, fuck. It ain't just no one day. Like, you been eating like this consistently, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't just one day. And then another thing I want to say is that, okay, it may be that one day. What you don't understand is that it affected your workout the next day. Because some of y'all didn't work out at all.
No.
And then the ones that did come, you couldn't even get in the full session. Because I'm about to throw up. I feel sick. Or I feel so sluggish. So not only did you gain weight that day, it messed up your workout the next day. So you didn't burn off or go as hard as you could have went. So now you just all thrown off. There go that car again. So you just, you know what I'm saying? Be really cautious of going so hard on these specific quote-unquote holidays and things like that. Like, these holidays are 10. Y'all go up. 10
so,
them up.
Yeah, so we try to force that discipline on y'all so y'all can enjoy a day like Thanksgiving or Christmas. We want y'all to enjoy those days. We don't want y'all to be thinking about a meal plan into Thanksgiving with your family. Right. We want y'all to have fun. So if you just, Thanksgiving was Thursday, but you was just eating brunch and at the club last Saturday, like, that's not discipline. So you just setting yourself back for another week, because, I mean, we all cheat a little bit on the holiday. Cool, like, yeah, come on now, you're supposed to enjoy it.
Yeah. And definitely to really enforce what you were saying is that we're not saying, oh, you can't eat on Christmas or you can't drink on New Year's. But like you said, you went to brunch last week, you went to happy hour on Wednesday, then you had Thanksgiving Thursday. So it's like, it wasn't just a Thursday thing. Like, you've been cheating all week. You've been cheating all month. Mm-hmm. So now it's just now, like, we emphasize the whole Thanksgiving thing, but it was everything that led up to that, including Thanksgiving, that made it even worse than what it should have been. Like, stay hard and stay focused so you can enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You won't
so
feel
you
guilty.
Can enjoy your New Year's. Mm-hmm. But if you've been cheating all month already, then, you know, what are we doing here? You know?
Yeah. So that brings us back to the importance of following exactly what your trainer says, and that. This particularly is, we're talking about on the meal plan level. Like, if we give you a meal plan, stick to your meal plan so that you can have these chances to kind of reward yourself and enjoy this time with your families, your children, your mother, your father, all that. So you can be in the moment as opposed to feeling like, oh man, I gotta sit to the side and eat this fish and broccoli while everybody else is enjoying themselves. Or cheating and basically pulling yourself away from what your goals truly are. So stay on the meal plan. Don't deviate from whatever it is that you're being told so that you can enjoy these moments, okay?
Then it won't set you back as far either. You know what I'm saying? It won't hurt you. If you on your meal plan the whole time from day one, that one Thanksgiving meal ain't gonna do nothing to you. But if you eating bad, that Thanksgiving meal was gonna add more weight to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you locked in, you good. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't hurt you. One day really shouldn't hurt you. And it's not like it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's only one meal. Literally.
So tell us based on what you just said, is that this one day isn't going to affect you. See, what you do every day matters more than what you do every once in a while. So one healthy meal ain't going to make you fit, and one bad meal ain't going to make you fat. It's the consistent bad meals that make you fat. It's the consistent healthy meals that make you fat. So just because you have one cheat meal, ain't nothing wrong with that. Just because you have one healthy meal, you're not healthy now. It's what you do on a consistent basis matters more than what you do every once in a while. So please keep that in mind.
And to kind of touch on that, that's definitely something that I preach to my clients. Like, but it doesn't go just to Thanksgiving. It goes beyond Thanksgiving. That goes for any holidays, anytime you want to celebrate. It's, like, I think you said it one week.
Everything is attached to food, whether it's a graduation, a promotion, exactly. You got fired, everything is attached to food.
But also, I think you said that there's always going to be
something. There's always going to be a celebration.
There's always going to be a celebration. There's always going to be something to go to. But if you are on track for the majority of the time, then you'll get to your goals faster, and you can kind of recover a little bit better from having these cheat meals as opposed to cheating. And then super cheating.
Yeah,
you're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You're not going in the direction where you want to go. You're going in the opposite direction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, like I said, just stay focused. Like he said, stay consistent. And just do what you're told so that we can help you get to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. And it's the end of the year, too. So what happens at the end of the year? It's a lot of holidays back to back. So don't let one holiday, two holiday, three holidays. So you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, you got New Year's. Don't let that take you off track. Because I know a lot of people be like, once Thanksgiving come, I might as well just stop training until the New Year since I'm going to be eating so bad. Don't fall. Yeah, that's why I said don't fall into the then. I'm going to just start January 1st, New Year, new me. And once January 1st come, then that's when I'm about to get back on track. Don't be one of them people.
Because then you right back to where you started, and it's April.
And you said summer right around the corner.
Summer right around the corner.
It's cold right now, but I promise you, before you know it, it's going to be summertime. And you'll be trying to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. So,
it ain't happening.
And you're going to be standing in that one piece with all your friends in the two piece. You don't
want to be. Hey, look, they're going to be
trying to get the angles.
Don't be.
And then you're going to put an emoji everywhere. Y'all think y'all, hold on, I got to go. I'm sorry, y'all. I know we said we're going to do this. I got to go.
Make big money.
Hold on. Let me go. Y'all think we don't know what y'all doing? I speak for every man on the gram right now, all right? When y'all put emojis over your stomach or put emojis right here, why the hell you got a goddamn smiley face on your stomach? You trying to cover your stomach fat. We not dumb.
We trying to prevent that from happening.
Come on, man.
That's trying to prevent that.
You done messed up a whole good pic because your stomach hanging out. So now y'all putting emoji over the shit. Come on, y'all. We not dumb. We know what the emoji's for. Come on, now.
Let's not leave the fellas out, too, you know.
Oh, yes, sir.
Even though the fellas may not do all the silly side twisting and that type of thing, they still may not just post it. Or they going to post stuff when they had a big hoodie on.
The with the neck up.
You know, you
can't take a portfolio picture of shit. The neck up.
Water with a t-shirt on.
Exactly. Like,
dudes are famous for t-shirt and water. These dudes out here having wet t-shirt
competitions.
Why these dudes having wet t-shirt competitions at these, bro? No, bro, do some push-ups, bro. Eat a piece of broccoli, bro. Come on now. Leave that to the women, bro. You you are having all white t-shirt comments. Come on, man. I'm done.
See through.
Come on, man. I ain't playing with these dudes yet. Look.
That's
so many times, every summer, I be like, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I care a lot about what other people think or whatever. So, like, when we at the beach or whatever, if I see, like, a bigger person, I be like, man, I only want to take my shirt off. I don't want them to feel bad because I'm all cut up, and then I done make everybody feel bad and jealous.
Hey, look.
I don't care no more.
Hey,
if you ain't do what you want to do, I'm showing my back. I'm not, I don't care if your feelings get hurt. I be trying to spare feelings, bro. I be trying to spare people's feelings. I be trying.
I gotta say something. If your boyfriend comes to the beach and he look like a whole whale, leave that nigga.
Hey, bro, I'm telling you, no longer will I feel like I gotta cover up to make you feel comfortable. I've been eating healthy all year, working out all year, putting in the groundwork. You been at happy hour eating cake and eating french fries and fried chicken. I don't care no more.
That's not true.
If I make you feel some type of way because I'm in shape and you over there looking like two people, that's on you, Chad. It is what it is.
That's not your fault.
It is. I don't care no more. I'm showing what I work hard for. It is what it is.
Then you got the fellas that make excuses talking about, yeah, my girl, she like rubbing on the big Gucci belly.
Yeah, okay.
She like the belly.
That's fine.
Okay.
And that's fine. Buy her teddy bear. She didn't say you be the teddy bear.
Don't let her rub some babes.
Let her walk in gold and see if she still like that belly. Let her walk in gold and see if she still like that belly.
See, this is why I don't train in gold, right? I'll train in goals. It's too wild over there. It's too many gorillas and goals, bro. I don't want nothing to do with that.
All right, and then what?
Let's hit the topic. You want to hit a topic? All right, so we're going to hit a fan topic. All right, so I posted a question. Let me say, y'all have any questions about fitness or fitness topics? And one of the questions was, how do y'all feel? Can y'all talk about when you meet someone and they're a certain weight and you fall in love or get married and then they gain a bunch of weight? Like, is that a deal breaker? Is that a reason for a divorce? You find it disrespectful? Like, how exactly do you feel about that? Y'all want to touch this one first?
Yeah, because all the shorties, your response should be, I'ma leave that nigga.
Look, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I'd tell anybody that I get into any type of situation with, look, if you get pregnant or you get, you know, we get married and you fall off, you're gonna have to do something to get that off, or else I can't be in it. Like, I didn't meet you like that. When I met you, you looked a certain way. Like, not to be, you know, judgmental, critical, but in fact, yeah, to be judgmental and critical. Like, I didn't meet you that way. That's not what I was attracted to. If I was attracted to that, then I wouldn't have. Right, exactly. That's not what I said I wanted for the rest of my life.
Commit to be fit.
You gotta commit to be fit. You gotta commit to be fit. It's only natural because you know you like looking at a certain thing. So you can't let yourself go and still hold this person to a standard like, oh, I want. Or even if you don't hold that person to a standard just to make you feel better. You see what I'm saying? Like, no. Keep yourself in shape. Stay healthy, both you and your partner, so that y'all can live a lifelong happiness. And active, like y'all can be active and happy the rest of y'all lives and not just
taking each other to get medicine and IVs every couple of months.
Exactly.
That's true.
Being on this medication, like you don't want all of that. You don't want that. All that is money out y'all pocket. That's left trips for that y'all can take. Like,
yeah, facts. And like, so are you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, so how I feel about it is completely disrespectful to gain a bunch of weight after I done married you, after we done fell in love. Like he said, I didn't meet you like that. Like the exact same way how females be like, when the dude first met me, he's buying me flowers, take me out, call me at the time, but then he got comfortable and stopped doing that stuff. It's the same way. Yeah. When I met you, you was in shape, drinking water, eating healthy, we was going to the gym all the time, but then you got comfortable, you felt it was cool to gain a bunch of weight. No, that's not cool. That is completely disrespectful. It's not right. And I put it to you like this. Like you said, if I wanted a woman that was 300 pounds, I would have got a 300 pound woman. I got you at 150. You blew up to 300 pounds. We out here having a damn threesome. It's one of me and two of you. Like we having a whole threesome out here. Like whole time. When I said baby, I'm trying to have a threesome, I didn't mean this kind of threesome. Like, it's no. Like, if I wanted somebody that big, I would have got somebody that big. Y'all laughing at shit, bro. I'm being real, bro. Look, I'm being real.
She gave you what you asked for.
No.
She said you wanted a threesome.
When I said I wanted a threesome, I wasn't talking about this kind of threesome. Okay, I wasn't talking about one man, two you, all right?
Sure.
Fit talk uncut.
Fit talk uncut. We said it's uncut, right? That's how we doing. Look. If your man wanted get somebody that was 300, you would have got somebody 300. Like, so no, but I will say this though. It is the responsibility of the man and a woman to be in it together. So bruh, if you saw her gaining 5, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, you should have said something before it got to 100 pounds. Like, you should have been on her. You should be like, babe, let's go to the gym. Again. You look a little thick, right? You should have done something to let her know it was going in the wrong direction before it reached 100 pounds. For it reached 150 pounds, why you let it get to 150 pounds and then be like, oh, baby, I don't like you no more. You're not attracting me no more. You shouldn't have let it get that far, bruh. Like, you should have took your ass in the gym. You get in shape. You do whatever you got to do to help her and motivate her before it reached that point. But if it does reach that point and you've been trying to help her and she just not with it, like, it is what it is, I'm gaining this weight, I don't care about myself no more, my body no more, and you've done everything you can to help her, I mean, it is what it is at that point.
I agree with you, but I'm going a different direction. You know, with me, I feel like that's just lazy. I feel like whoever I commit to, like, we're supposed to, like, uplift each other. So you don't care, you're okay with mediocrity. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to better yourself. You don't want to grow. You don't want to get better. You don't want to improve. Like, you're just cool with being mediocre. Or not even mediocre, below that, below average. Because, I mean, that's just going downhill. You're going the opposite way. If I'm steady going this way, I can stay fit. You can stay fit. I should be able to keep you on the same level as me. And another thing is, if I'm in the gym every day, I'm going crazy in the gym. I'm working out. I'm doing 2-a-days. And I'm with someone who doesn't want to live that lifestyle, they gonna think I'm crazy. Like, that's they just not gonna be okay with that. They're not gonna understand it. They're gonna think something's wrong with me. So I can't be with that. Yeah.
And the thing for us as trainers, y'all, before y'all got a relationship with us, y'all knew our lifestyle.
Yeah,
so exactly. Y'all knew the lifestyle we live, y'all know we in the gym every day. And most of y'all, that's what attract y'all to us, because we take care of our body, we take care of our health. And we saw y'all, some people, if we meet y'all in the gym, we saw y'all doing the same thing. So like minds attract like minds.
Exactly.
So, okay, you get pregnant, okay. You don't even have to work out with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I gotta be the one to train you. You can go to Jeff, you can go to Chris, you can go to Javon, you can go to any of them, but I just want you to do something. You're not about to just sit at home on your tail. I'm not doing that. If I'm busting my tail every day, busting my tail every single day, 24/7, and you just at home talking about, nah, I just had a baby. I don't get the baby out now. The baby out now, how long you gonna hold that "I just had a baby" excuse? How long does that last? It's not gonna last for a whole nother year. It's not gonna last for 2 years. I'm not having it. I'm not having excuses. I'm not having the pain. You're not about to look the same that you looked like when you was pregnant 8-9 months in. I'm not calling for it, because you ain't gonna be with me. You ain't gonna be with me.
That baby 12 years old. You talking about?
Right. I just had the baby. That's baby weight. Ain't no daggone baby weight.
And it's plenty of women with 2-3 kids and a husband.
The body snatched.
And 9-to-5. Snatch. And they taking their kids to basketball games and football games, and they can stay in shape.
And that's
so
something
they can do it. You can do it.
That's something we gotta touch on next episode. Is working out pregnant.
Yeah.
We gotta touch on that next.
We can do that.
But I'm just but like I was saying, like I'm telling you, I love you to death and all of that, but you're gonna have to work with me. You're gonna have to put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah.
What if I did the same thing? What if you got with me, we got married and stuff, and I just sat at home? I looked like this when you met me. I blew up to 300, 400 pounds. That's not just embarrassing to you, that's embarrassing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When I met you, everybody looked at you looking a certain way. I'm like, dang, how you just gonna let your wife just blow up like that? You're not gonna say nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because you don't care don't mean I don't care. That's not, we're a team, we're married, we're a couple, we're one, we're bonded.
Yeah.
So whatever you do, it's gonna be fall back and get reflected on me as well. So that's just being straight selfish, like Chris said.
And for those that don't wanna see it from a physical standpoint, like you said, what if you got married to someone, they just stopped doing, you said it too, stopped doing the things
that you fell
in love with doing.
Yeah.
Like if that person stops doing those same things, that's gonna be your complaint. Oh, he doesn't do this, or he doesn't do what I used to do, or she doesn't do this, or she doesn't do what she used to do. She don't cook for me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're only doing what you allow. If you don't say something to step up about it, they're gonna continue to do it. So, but that same thing applies to from the physical aspect. Like, if I met you and you looked like you was in shape, I expect you to still keep yourself up. Like, if you're living a fitness lifestyle, I expect you to keep that same lifestyle as opposed to just slacking off and just not doing nothing. So.
And two things to talk about on top of that is why it's so important. It's because if you just gain a bunch of weight, we're going to have problems in our relationship, because what does weight gain lead to? Mm-hmm. Depression. Mm-hmm. You're not feeling good about yourself. Low self-esteem. So now
cheating.
Now, yeah, exactly. Now we're having fights That ain't got nothing to do with us because you're feeling depressed and low self-esteem. Now we get into it all the time because you're not feeling as confident anymore. All because of your weight gain. And then the second thing is, I want both of us to be happy and healthy as we get older. Like, I don't want my wife to die 30 years before me because she got diabetes now or something like that. Like, I want to grow old and die together. So I'm not trying to live my last 25 years of my life without you. Because you wanted to blow up and get all these chronic diseases and things like that. So that's another important issue when it comes to you gaining a bunch of weight. Like, you stay in shape, your man stay in shape, whatever y'all fell in love with, please try your best to keep that up. Whether it's fitness, whether it's telling her you love her, taking her out, buying her flowers, whatever it is, keep it up. However you fell in love, do that same thing to stay in love, all right?
Keep that energy.
And what was the last one?
Another fan question. So we got one more, you know, three topics that Jeff want to keep this to 30 minutes. Oh, head ass. Yeah, I'm saying it on camera. They been yelling at me. But so the next fan topic was...
They been yelling at me like a little brother. Like they been taking up.
All right, so the next fan topic was heart rate. Can you explain, like, heart rate? Like, what's a good heart rate? Because they wear their little Fitbits. And they're like, oh, my heart rate's high. But they don't even know what a high heart rate or what their zone is supposed to be on or things like that. I'm something together. So I'll discuss heart rates, what each zone means, and things like that. So your heart rate is basically the beats per minute of your heart. If you take your pulse for 1 minute, how many times you feel a pulse or your heart beats per that minute. Your maximum heart rate... Please. Is 220 minus your age. So whatever your age is minus 220. So I'm gonna take 220. So for someone that's 30 years old, 220 minus 30, your maximum heart rate is 190 beats per minute. So how do you find out your heart rate zones? Now there's three specific heart rate zones, zone one, zone two, and zone three. Zone one is 60 to 70% of your max heart rate. That's if, like, kind of how we're doing right now, we're just chilling, talking, we're not really exerting too much energy. Well, he might be. He is on three right now. He is on three. But you just chilling, like, you're not really doing too much. You're not in, like, a cardiovascular, like, health and anything like that. You're just chilling. Okay, zone two is between 70 and 80% of your maximum heart rate. That's like you're, like, jogging. You're jogging, doing light cardio, you know what I'm saying? You're not doing anything too strenuous, but you're starting to sweat a little bit, but you're not going crazy. Then you have zone three, which is the fat burning zone, between 80 and 90% of your maximum heart rate. That is, you're sprinting, you're doing HIIT, you're doing really high intense workouts, like you're lifting heavy weight, your heart is really beating fast, you can barely breathe, you need some water, things like that. So how do you calculate this, okay? So once again, 220 minus your age. So 220 minus someone who's 30 years old, that's 190. Now let's say you wanna be in the 90 percentile. So you take 190 by the... 190 times 0.9. So your maximum heart rate would be 171. Okay, so that's your 90% of your maximum heart rate. So if you're in that range, you're in the fat burning zone. Okay, so as your heart rate goes up, once you hit about 171, you've reached 90%. Now you can take it up even more to like a 95% or a 98%, depending on your fitness level. If you're new to the whole cardiovascular fitness thing like that, you might not want to get up that high to 95, 96. If you're in shape and you want a challenge, you want to welcome to raise it up to that point. But for most people, you're going to start around like 70% of your maximum, 75%. And as you become more fit and ready to step it up a notch, you can start raising it up. I wouldn't say hit your max because you're going to really need to break. If you ever hit your max, really bring it back down. You won't be in your maximum heart rate zone for too long. That's why we do in interval training where you may be in it for like 30 seconds, then break it back down for 30 seconds, then go back up for 30 seconds. So you're kind of bouncing in between zone two and zone three. So you go up in zone three for 30 seconds, come down in zone two for 30 seconds. That's called interval training, where you really get your heart rate up there and bring it down, bring it up, bring it down. So that's the heart rate thing. That's how you calculate your max and then a percentage of your max. So 220 minus your age, and then multiply that by whatever percentage of heart rate zone you would like to be in. And zone three is the fat burning heart rate. That's why when I like get your ass up there, move, I want your heart rate to get up.
Elliptical,
like,
ain't gonna get you that heart rate.
Like Jeff has said in so many podcasts, elevated heart rate. You have to get your heart rate up there to burn that fat. If you chilling in 60% heart rate zone, you are not burning nobody's fat. You gotta get up there.
Y'all at 60% talking about I'm tired. I need a break.
Get off that elliptical.
Yeah. Stop reading the books. Stop reading. That's another thing. People be texting reading books on elliptical. So,
Let's branch off here. That's another thing I want to talk about. It's steady state and interval training. I don't know if you was about to talk about that or whatever. No, but go ahead.
Well, we can do that one in another episode, but we can still talk about as far as when you're doing your cardio and when you're working out in general, the intensity that you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
The intensity doesn't just apply to when you're lifting weights. Mm-hmm. You should be, your cardio session should be intense too. Mm-hmm. Like you said, getting yourself up to that 90% like heart rate range so that you're burning fat. If you're on elliptical, like you said, if you're on the stair, even if you're on the Stairmaster, if you're on the treadmill, you're just kind of leaning over and reading a book or watching the show, moving real slow and lethargic, like that's not gonna get you there.
Right.
You have, even if you are gonna do these pieces of equipment, you have to be really going, like going.
You gotta,
like
you, work.
If you look at any of these fitness videos and these workout videos, they're not just.
Yeah.
You wouldn't watch that yourself.
Right.
They're in there and they're really going for it. They're really trying to make themselves like tired. Like,
for example, you'll ask someone what they did. They'll be like, oh, I did 10 minutes on the Stairmaster. Like, okay, you were on there for 10 minutes. What you doing in that 10 minutes?
Right.
The next time you get on there for 10 minutes, do better or do more in that 10 minutes. Yeah. That's how you improve. You don't just get on there for 10 minutes and just say you did it. You know, your goal should be, you should have a goal. You should be trying to break a sweat. You should be trying to get your heart rate up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Get out that movie room too. I was watching the movie.
Well, there's people in there that they my mom and my uncle on there.
He's speaking for, I'm talking about people that just, they said they supposed to be getting their heart rate up. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, I went in the movie room and got my cardio.
Oh, okay.
Men and females.
To circle back to the first podcast, remember when I was like asking my client, she was like, well, I'm not losing weight, I'm not doing this. I'm like, well, you be doing cardio every morning at 5 a.m. What you doing? She, I've been doing this and doing this speed, doing this much time. I'm like, have you ever sped it up? Have you ever done anything? Oh, no, I just keep it this speed. I'm like, so why don't you speed it up? Go faster. Get your heart rate up. Well, I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be out of breath. And I was like, that's the whole point. Like, that's the whole point of doing this. Like, you want to do cardio and burn fat, but you don't want to be out of breath?
Mm-hmm.
That don't even make sense.
That's what some people
like. You gotta pick it up. You gotta pick it up.
It looks cool to work out.
Yeah. And you gotta pick it up. And I hate when I see people, like you said, they be leaning on, doing this. I'd be like, bro, you ain't doing
nothing. You can't be scared of a challenge.
You can't
run from a challenge.
You're nervous because you're gonna sweat, you think you're gonna look ugly. Ain't nobody worried about you working.
I'm gonna take a shower if you sweat.
Right.
It's just some sweat.
Heart rate up. Get that heart rate up. And try to stay in that heart rate zone for 30 seconds. Try to stay in the 90 percentile for 30 seconds and then bring it back down, then bring it back up. Interval training,
y'all. How you doing?
And then boom, and boom. They either go like this or like this. You don't want this. We want this. All right, let's get it.
I wish you would have had it.
All right, so we gonna leave y'all with one thing again, like we always do.
Mm-hmm. Don't let these holidays take you off the path to your goal. Like, it's gonna be holidays all year round. Don't let that be your excuse. Separate yourself.
I'm gonna say, remember how you start something is how you finish it. So if you go into a situation and where you're physically fit and you're active, make sure you keep that up. Because if not, it's gonna be bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Don't settle for mediocrity. There's no you're living your life for no reason if you're cool with being mediocre. Try to be the best that you can be. Continue to have good habits and don't run away from a challenge.
Heart rate zone. Interval training. It's like you said, if you was on the Stairmaster one day and you burn 300 calories, next time I want 325. Next time I want 350. Always do better, go harder, elevate your status.
Fit talk, we out.
Boom.
I'm knocking no chairs over this time.
I ain't knocking over that time.
I'm a baby gorilla.
It's over.